Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Happy Monday! Welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast, the best part of your week. Speaking for myself, I don't know.
It better be.
I don't know how you guys coordinated that.
It's just the Super Bowl endorphin still running through.
I know, right? Oh,
this
man.
This will come out 2 weeks after, I think, right?
Shakira was still great. J-Lo was
anyway,
still great.
Anyway. We loved it.
Anyway, this is where we're coming
that
to you.
We loved it.
I didn't.
She didn't watch.
I mean, the whole thing, okay? I didn't watch the actual game, though. I paid attention to like 3 seconds of the game because I was on my phone the whole time memeing.
I will say, super. The ladies did great for the halftime show.
The ladies did great.
The ladies did.
We are now just like a retirement home in Boca. That's great. The ladies did great. The ladies did great at the football game.
They were good. So we're coming to you after Super Bowl Sunday. I had a party at my house. I have yet to return to White Claw, but I did have. Some Pinot Grigio.
Oh, there we go.
Some shots of tequila when my team lost.
Right. So, oh wow! Yep, I was thinking
to you
of you
straight from the hangover.
Oh boy!
But I'm here.
Oh boy!
Yeah, you made it this time.
That's what I'm saying. White Claws are danger zones.
Yeah. I actually only had 3 White Claws because when I had my fourth, I had 4 White Claws one time at the beach, and I literally got like instantly hungover. At like 6 p.m.
They're bad.
Yeah, they're not good for you.
They're bad.
Yeah, but I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So I don't care.
Are you kidding me? No, people are living to be like 800 years old.
That's what I want, but I don't think at this rate of White Claw consumption.
Right, somewhere in the middle.
Right, White Claw on my tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like a full like cardboard box of it. Yeah,
yeah, just put a giant White Claw or like stack a bunch of cases of White Claw.
Bury me with black cherry.
Ooh.
Which is the best flavor. No. All you mango heads can get bent.
I mean,
I'll get bent, whatever that means.
That's a good saying from the 90s. You weren't saying that because you were a baby.
It's true.
She was being born when I was telling
I was a
people
little
like,
bit busy.
Get bent. Oh my god.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm only getting older, you guys. I told Danny and Sarah my birthday is on Friday, but it will have already passed when this comes out, so when you're hearing this I'm gonna be older and wiser.
Oh, so much wiser.
So much.
You're welcome.
Oh my god, so much. Hell. All right, well, should we start with a listener submission?
Yes.
Fine.
And
cool.
Now everyone knows this listener because she was featured on our live show episode.
Oh, that's right. This is our lovely Lauren who killed it at our dating game. She was
She did very well.
She was part of the singles group, right?
Yeah.
I think
so we had of all of our the people that bought tickets by themselves and all came together, they were amazing. We shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
But yeah, Lauren was in that group. But she told the story. Well, did she kind of tell it on stage?
She didn't tell it on stage because she was talking to us about it after because she DM'd it to us and we're like, we remember this insane story.
Yeah. I thought she did tell it on stage, but
I don't think we had the time.
I mean, all the world's a stage, so in a sense.
Right, now we will tell it for her.
Okay, Brittany.
All right, so here's a story. It's really good. Okay.
This is a story about a girl named Lauren.
Lucky. Everybody's on crack today.
Oh, truly.
All right, she goes, last summer I was the victim of a gift card scam. Someone emailed me pretending to be my boss and asked me to buy $950 worth of Google Play gift cards and send him the codes right away. At the time, I was coordinating a huge outing for my boss, so this didn't seem like an unusual request. For all I knew, he'd be using them as prizes.
Mm-hmm.
It did strike me as odd that it was coming from a different email address, and I didn't understand why he'd need it right away. But a huge aspect of my job is discretion and confidentiality, so I just say okay to things and don't ask questions. The clincher for me was that my boss has a very unusual name, so the fact that his name was on an email address felt legit, because how would anyone know his name or that I worked for him when not even my parents know who I work for?
Lauren, what?
I know. Who is her boss?
Okay.
I need to know. Mm. All right. She says, anyway, I get back to the office and tell my boss as he walks by, I just emailed him the gift cards, to which he responds, what gift cards? Uh-oh. And that's when everything clicked and I freaked out. I called Amex. They told me that they couldn't do anything for me. This wasn't fraudulent because I'd physically used my card to buy these gift cards, even though I was defrauded in the process. That's not good.
No.
Now, fast forward a few months to when I discovered Not Another True Crime Podcast, which she apparently found because she was like on an Anna Delvey binge.
Who
love
hasn't?
It.
Yes.
And she's like, I loved it. Yay. And that's what brings me to the fun part. Yay, indeed.
What if she was just like, I actually hated it, and yeah, the rest of it is just like an awful podcast. Yeah.
And she says, it was in the episode where you guys interviewed Rachel Deloach Williams. At one point, you asked her about the $30,000 on her Amex. I think it was more like 60.
I think it was 60.
It was,
yeah,
60. And she said, and her response was that Amex ended up forgiving the debt. And I was like, oh, hell no. I called Amex immediately. I explained I'd been scammed out of $950, blah, blah, blah. But I was extremely upset because a woman named Rachel Deloach Williams had been scammed by Anna Delvey out of $30,000. And I just heard on a podcast, Not Another True Crime Podcast, from her own mouth that Amex forgave her loan. And I think it's entirely unfair that they should forgive that loan and not mine when mine is only $950. I further told them that she'd also physically used her card to pay for it, but unlike my situation, she actually enjoyed the benefits of spending a week in Morocco, whereas I did not receive any benefits of the gift cards because I immediately handed them off to my scammer. I told them they should look up the case and that I could give them the exact episode of the podcast for reference if they wanted.
Oh my goodness.
I would love that. Some random, yeah, Amex customer service. Anyway, the next thing she knew, she got the $950 back. Yay!
Woo! So thanks, thank you, to us. Thanks to Rachel.
Thanks to Rachel.
Yeah.
Thanks,
oh my God,
but
really.
But although Rachel had to live through fucking hell.
Probably, yeah, bad PR for Amex, but
I feel
whatever.
Like, I feel like we should tell Rachel the story because she'd be happy to know, like, okay, like, people are learning from the shit that I've been through.
Yeah.
Aww. No. Well, I'm glad that Rachel got her money back, and I'm glad that Lauren got her money back.
Yeah. Same.
I'm glad that we got to meet. We've met both of them.
And yeah, also, don't trust people emailing you for random gift cards, because the same thing. It was like,
you always got to check.
Also, the same thing happened where people were doing that and like saying that it was my boss, but it obviously was not. And so she found out that it was like some weird like phishing thing. Ooh. And she emailed all of us, and she was like, hey, don't, if you get an email that's like, I need you to do something for me right away, she was like, yeah, don't
they'll
respond.
Do it, they'll do, they put it like one dot, like one like, letter, something, mm-hmm, like that.
Yeah,
I got one of those. I always get the fake PayPal. I got one this morning that was like, you've made a PayPal payment to like some weird name for like 259,000 euros.
Oh, yeah, that,
like,
was me.
I mean, you were taking shots of tequila, so you might have. Yeah.
In my home.
Yeah.
It was in my home. I was in my safety of my home. But what's it? Yeah, but I always get nervous because I will like open just to, for kind of fuck's sake, because I'll look at the, you know, when you look at the email address that they sent,
yeah, it's always like
XYZ 1 2 3 4 5, and you're like, oh, really, PayPal?
Right? I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's
but then
legit.
I'm always worried if I open it, I'm like, oh, did I just give that's, my?
Yeah, I know, I get a little
just don't click anything.
But I think I'm told that it's harder on your phone, like,
that's, yes,
to follow some,
wait,
things.
Really?
It's, yeah, harder to
but
get,
I'm,
yeah,
also told, so my friend scared me one time. Did I tell you guys about this? About how he got, like, somebody hacked into his, what, where, when you sell things online?
Etsy, eBay?
Yeah. They hacked into his eBay, and that's like, that's essentially like
Family Feud. I'm like, Etsy.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, but they like hacked into his stuff, somehow got the money. He was like selling some like photography equipment because he's a photographer. Hacked into something. He was hacked into, the cops really can't do anything. And sometimes they put you, like, these scammers will put you on a list because apparently iTunes cards are the hardest things to like follow. So like they'll put you on a list, and like sometimes they won't even get you for like 6 months later, but they do it with like, they have so many people that like all of a sudden you'll have like a $20 like Apple bill or something like that, and that could be,
wait,
from
that,
like,
actually happened to me with T-Mobile bill, and I have Verizon, and that's the only reason I found out about it.
Whoa, yeah. Sketch. What'd you do, call your credit card?
Yeah, but I mean, shout out to Bank of America, they have a great fraud department. I don't know how Amex does it, but yeah, Bank of America is very adaptive.
Isn't that the thing? I don't know because I'm not rich, but I thought the whole point of Amex is like they are really good about like fighting for their customers.
Yeah, because they make you jump through hoops to get a freaking credit card.
Yeah.
I want to say shout out to TD Bank, who's never once called me when I've left the country. Used my card.
I know.
Big
I
ups,
always
TD
I
Bank.
Always
you're open 7 days a week. You're not paying attention to shit.
I always set those travel notices, but like even on times when I don't, like no one has come for
me. Never. I had Wells Fargo. I've had TD Bank. I had Union Bank when I was in California. Nobody ever.
BOA is good with it, and they'll even be like, if I like get a purchase that they don't think is my like in my wheelhouse, they'll let me know about it. But it sometimes is just me.
One time I did get called because like the MetroCard machine was like fucking up and I was trying to buy an unlimited, so it came, the charge came through like multiple times.
Oh,
but that was it. Yeah, it was very annoying. Which
yeah, that's happened
before. Have you ever had your MetroCard break?
Yes.
And it was a monthly one and I had to literally mail it back to them.
Yeah. One time mine
you had to fill out a fucking thing.
So don't do that, because that happened to me one time. Like I guess that it was old and like the strip was like shitty and it just wasn't swiping, and so the guy gave me an envelope and he was like, you'd have to mail this in and explain that it's broken, and then like 6 to 8 years later we'll mail it back to you with some money or whatever. And so I called the line, and I was
just
like,
give you a card,
couldn't I just, I was like talking to the customer service rep and I was like, couldn't I just report it lost or stolen? If you have the monthly one, they'll, it has like automatic insurance on it, and then I don't have to mail this in. I don't have to wait 6 to 8 weeks. And he was kind of like, well, you could, but now I can't do it for you, and now you just got to go call and talk to someone else and report it as stolen. So that's what I did. And you can do that, I think, one time in a calendar year, and then after that they'll charge you like $5 or something. But yeah, don't fucking mail that in.
It took me, because they got back to me in 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was like, they knock off the days that it took to like for the mail to come, so it wasn't the full money.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you just report it as like lost or stolen, or I would just say lost because stolen, I'm like, I don't want to get the police involved.
Do you know what they also do sometimes? Sometimes you can straight, like I put cash on it one time, and it just gave me back my card and gave me a receipt that just said, it didn't go on.
What?
But had I not got the receipt, because I had to mail in the receipt, I would have just lost the cash.
Oh, I that's always so get the annoying. Receipt now. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, New York City, city of dreams. I know. If you can make it here, you should move and succeed other places.
That's the remix.
If you can make it here, if you can make it here and rent a place, you could buy a place somewhere else.
Yeah, truly. Just make it here, you've passed the test now. Yeah. Fucking leave.
Yeah.
Start the happy part of your life.
I love it.
Okay, so we're talking about something very interesting today.
Yes.
You guys love you love you some MLMs.
MLM. We love it.
You love making fun of people from your high school that send them to you.
And also, because we thought too that we've had some heavy duty episodes for a while.
Yeah,
so we're gonna.
Yeah, we've had a lot of murder, a lot of kid fucking. So we decided, how about just balding?
Yeah.
So here we are. We're doing
Monet.
I thought it was Monet. I have Monet. No fucking clue.
Monet. When I was watching the clips, I remember being remember how I think they were pronouncing it Monet or Monet.
Isn't that
Monet.
A lawsuit from like
Monet.
Art?
Monet.
It cannot be Monet.
Oh wait, because it's the hybrid of modern and natural, right?
Right. Monet.
Monat.
Monat.
Wouldn't that be Monat then?
Monat.
Yes.
Monat.
Let's
Monat.
Go with it.
We're gonna call it Monat
because some people were not pronouncing the T, and some people were.
Yeah.
If like
Kara
Monat.
From my high school who sells it has an issue, she'll DM it. Let me know.
Yeah. So we're
she'd be like, excuse me, pyramid schemes are illegal and we sell a product. Don't
shout out to
me.
Every girl named Kara.
I have a college.
We all have Kara. Yeah.
She actually we got tattoos together.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you keep in touch?
Very Kara thing to do.
On Instagram.
Okay. I was gonna say, and this is just a life lesson, guys. Reevaluate a tattoo before you get it.
Y'all. I have 6 tattoos and they all make me look like I've been in prison. They're all so terrible.
For petty crime, though. For petty crime.
I want to get them covered. I want to get a piece of cheese tattooed on my body. I want the things that matter
God,
to me.
That's, yeah.
I want to get a whole charcuterie board. Yes, a bottle of Pinot Grigio and a big hunk of cheese.
Yeah.
And then a playbill. So the only things that matter to me is wine, cheese,
that
and Broadway.
Honestly is you. That actually works.
Yeah. I love it.
And maybe a knife with some blood.
Oh.
Yes.
There we go.
Our faces.
It's blood or jam from a charcuterie board.
Should I get all 3 of us tattooed on my ass? Okay.
Please.
What is the other tattoo we said we're going to get on our butt? Away. Regrets are no... What was it?
Wait.
I forget. What was the tattoo we said? It was some saying that you said that was fucking ridiculous.
Well, first we got to get damn couch.
Damn couch.
But then you're right. There was something else. There's I can't remember.
I'm just going to have a list on my body.
Yep. also, like a CVS receipt.
Before we start, I want to shout out somebody from Lauren Zakruski, who sent me a message via my website. Shouting out the podcast. Aww. She lives in Boston. She says she loves us. It is a Lauren. She's Laura.
Oh, Laura.
Okay. She's a true crime fanatic and she's addicted to our humor. And that's what makes the podcast unique.
Yay.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for understanding.
I love that she went through so many steps to find you. Like, that is so adorable.
Very cute. Some crime podcasts, we need 15 minutes to chat a little bit to loosen up.
Yeah, we do.
Red leather, yellow leather.
How now, brown cow? Yes. And
kiss
again.
Today. Goodbye.
Jesus Christ. Again, I've said it once. I've said it before. If you want a straight crime podcast, that's very serious.
Yeah.
Turn your car around and go home. That's like, not us.
Put on CNN. Oh, no. Yeah. There's NPR, shit happening everywhere. Yeah.
Put on Fox News. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wondery's got some good serious
ones. They
have
ones. Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Not us today.
Not us. Because we're doing Monet. We're just talking about our favorite paintings of his. No. So Monet.
I don't think I could name one.
The Garden.
Starry Night. No.
That's Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Okay. Monet's Garden. I went to there in the south of France.
There we go.
The south of France.
All I know is from
Giverny.
From Clueless. So nice. Giverny. I really wanted to go.
It was closed when I was there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
When you're like a mess up front,
but like you look good from far away.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you get up, it's just a bunch of dots.
Yeah.
Shout out Clueless.
Sarah's
drinking from a mug that literally says Way Harsh Time.
Okay.
Yes.
So the theme is Lauren's, Laura's, and Clueless.
Love it. New episode title.
Monday mornings are an interesting choice, especially because all of us drink on Sundays.
I know. All of my friends last night were like, who the fuck records a podcast at 10 a.m.? I'm like, we do.
People who don't have a choice. All right.
All right.
People who have to deal with the schedule. When a podcast
Sarah
studio.
With the facts. All right. So
Sarah with the facts.
We're going to give some background on Monet. So it was started in 2014 by Louis and Ray Urdaneta.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll take it.
A father and son.
Like, yeah.
And they like don't speak English. I was watching a clip of him. He had a translator.
I think the son does.
Okay, because the dad, Luis doesn't.
Yeah, I was watching some of the videos and the wife or someone. It was truly just straight up subtitles.
Yeah.
Did you see the Super Bowl, the last, like, when Shakira was singing in Spanish, they just said singing in Spanish instead of, like, translating or just writing the lyrics of her song?
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Side note, anyway. So it was launched as a direct sales company in Latin America, which is...
So they had gotten their start because they launched another direct sales company in Latin America that was really successful. Okay.
So then, so that's kind of like they had the foundation from there. And Luis and Ray, they both founded Alcora Group, which led to Monet. And
also, this information is all literally just from their website. Like, I didn't do anything crazy here.
So, and also, that's the thing. It's like, we're just regurgitating what they have told us. Because they like to sue people. You'll find out in a little bit. So we're covering some toes here. So the name, as we kind of said when we're trying to figure out how the fuck to pronounce it.
I'm going to do it real quick.
It stands for Modern Nature. And they make naturally based, quote unquote, hair and anti-aging products.
Yep.
So, and essentially the way it works, it's a direct sales MLM, kind of like LuLaRoe and the other ones that we were talking about before. The startup fee is $99 plus a $49.99 annual renewal fee. Just kind of like, you know, keep you in the loop and Unbreakable.
That's crazy.
An Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt bond for that.
Monet.
Oh, that's even worse
or
than
Monet.
I...
Monet or Monet.
Monet.
Wow, that's even worse than I could have imagined. Okay. Could be
contaminated. Spoiler alert.
This is from Monet.
Per their website, you earn a 30% commission on retail sales, a 15% commission on VIP customer sales. We know these MLMs love a VIP situation. It's very bottle service. But in terms of like what the hell...
With the sparkler, because it'll burn your fucking hair off.
Don't have Brittany from Vanderpump Rules see that. VIP customer
don't
sales.
Don't do it, Brittany.
I got it.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
She got like so upset.
Did you watch the episode?
I watched her bachelor party.
Yeah.
She got upset.
So she fucking cried because they made a joke about...
They said don't do it.
And then she had a meltdown.
Inhale.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be celebrating.
If you're thinking, what the hell are VIP customer sales? We'll let you know. Their website says, and I like how this is caps lock.
I just copied and pasted it from the site.
Enjoy the extraordinary advantages of being a Monet VIP. Purchase products you love at reduced price, quickly delivered to your front door.
Stupid.
So you pay a one-time fee of $19.99 and agree to place an enrollment order and two flagship orders to receive exclusive perks only available to VIP customers. It's very like, yeah, it's a lot of just bullshit, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I just thought it was fun to delve into this, because I was like, what the fuck are you actually getting with this shit?
Well, that's my favorite thing when everyone's like, luxury, enjoy, happy, sunshine. You're like, what am I getting?
Yeah, you're literally with this, you're just paying to spend more money. Danny, yeah. Tell them what they won.
So tell them. behind door number one. VIP customers get a 15% off retail price, free shipping on orders of $84 or more. What a weird specific price.
Yeah.
And also, you get a free product with that purchase of $84 or more, because why not make it a $100 value? So per the FAQ, a flagship order is one of these ones that is worth $84.
So basically,
more.
You have to place these orders. You have to spend $84.
Well, I mean, that's cheaper than some of them where it's like you have to buy like $600 worth of product to push.
Right.
That's not VIP because you're already putting in all the money for it. You're just it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like almost like those gym trainings when like if you buy 15 classes and you do it in 10 days, you get another class. And you're like, but
it's like Sephora when you spend $6,000 and you get a tiny sample size of shampoo or whatever.
Worth it.
Double check what shampoo brand it is.
You're right.
So to qualify for 15% off the suggested retail price and free shipping on orders, they have to commit to that $84 or more.
Those orders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like you are committing to just spending a fuck ton of money on this shit.
On random things that you can't even really test out. So Flagship is basically an auto shipment of these products. And by registering for the VIP program, you agree to 3 Flagship deliveries.
This is how they get you.
Yep.
Because this is even what they did with like Proactive. It's like, we're just going to send it to you every month until you basically tell us not to. Yeah. It's like, who's washing their face enough to go through a fucking whole bot? Like,
thank you.
So you guys know me. So I've bought in a couple Rodan and Fields things. I'm not going to lie. I wanted longer lashes. But they do like the thing lasts a long time and they want you to do it every month.
That should cost like $100, right?
Like
that
lash thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that better last for that much money.
It does. It lasts. Yeah. And I'll put water in the goddamn tube, you know, I'll make it last.
That's also like everyone just like senses on their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you have to agree to the 3 Flagship deliveries, the enrollment order, and the 2 additional Flagship orders, each $84 or more.
That's a lot.
So they're just never, it's also one of those things when you have like auto payments too, I feel like everyone can agree, they kind of can become afterthoughts in the sense of you're like, because 84, it's a chunk of money, but when you're paying your bills and everything like that, you're like, oh, okay. So it's not your immediate first thing to cancel out, and it's not the first thing you're thinking about all the time.
Right.
So, and of course, even if you do end up wanting to cancel, if you want to before your first 3 shipments, there's a fee around like $20 to $25. And their market partners are the ones selling the stuff.
That's like what they call their consultants, basically.
Market partners. The divas, distributors, or beauties.
The
MPs. Is that Scientology, the MP, or what? You know, when they call something P, like when, you know, like Tom Cruise can't talk to his daughter because she's like a...
Suppressive person. SP.
Okay, and that's why Elizabeth Moss curses in award shows.
That's why she what?
Whenever she wins, she talks like very mad, apparently. And if you analyze it, because it's like they have to talk down to anyone who's like not a Scientologist.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Okay, that's an easy solution. Just don't give her any awards.
Yeah, or also just like don't talk.
Yeah. Like, so she hates giving those acceptance speeches?
I think so. Or if she like, or that goes against like the Scientology
thing.
Weird.
Get this bitch out of here.
Yeah, right? But if Leah Remini wants to come on the podcast, I would love
to. Oh, yes. We need to do a Scientology episode because it's so fucking confusing.
It's crazy. Amazing.
Per their PNP, policies and procedures, except for the purchase of a Monate starter kit, no person is required to purchase Monate products, service, or sales aids, or to pay any charge or fee to become a market partner.
I just thought that was intentionally misleading.
Because that's also...
Because it's like, you have to pay $99 at least.
Because the VIP people at the top, yeah. And I feel like it's just that weird thing where they're like, oh, but it's a different... it's almost like an honorific title that you get after spending all this money. An honorific title?
Is that a word?
Yes.
I was like, guys...
Heard of honorific
the
before.
Way you looked at me though, I was like, I think I just I was like,
Danny's heart like dropped to his butt.
Because is it two words together? It's terrific and it's honorable.
No, it's like a
honorific really is a word.
Honorific, yeah. It's something that like it's sort
like
of just
honorary
bestowed to you. It's not like an honorary degree. It's like you didn't earn it.
It sounds like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Honorific. Fuck, man, now my chat, I want to use that today.
It's a good word.
It is a word. Yeah, but this is just like your classic multi-level marketing thing. Do you guys have any thoughts about
it? I was going to say, do we know? Have you guys ever been, like, has someone ever slid into your DMs with this?
Not this
one. I had never heard of this one until you were talking about it a couple weeks ago.
It's one of my favorites in that it's terrible.
No, I truly had never heard about it until we started researching. Well, I know, it.
And
I
feel like I'm like deep in Reddit, deep in like anti MLM culture.
Yeah. See, I don't understand Reddit, so I don't.
Oh, it's a
that's fair.
Yeah, I dip my toe in here and there.
Are you on the Housewives subreddit?
Yeah, I do.
Knew it.
I'm on it for Housewives and Vanderpump Rules. Yes. And that's it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's so
those
funny.
Are the fun ones. Speaking that's of, that's like, where you see the screenshots.
Like I told Dana and Sarah, I'm going to watch What Happens Live on Wednesday. Ooh, and Teresa yes. is going to be the guest.
Call out of work on Thursday. Yeah. Or don't go to work like early the next day.
Oh, because they get you fucked up.
They get
you
drunk.
My God.
You get like at least two cocktails before the show, but they have pretty heavy pours.
And my friend's the bartender.
So that's you're
my
in the,
oh, shit.
She's you're going to, yeah.
You're going to get fucked up. Also, we need to be bartenders.
What the hell?
Can I actually tell you we should?
Yeah. Can we, let's reach out to, you know who.
Yeah. I comment on Andy Cohen's Instagram.
Right.
Hey Andy. I don't want to brag. One time Andy, I went babe, one to time Watch Happens Live with Stassi.
You went with her?
Because I got her drunk at my job and she was like, I can put you on the VIP list. And I was like,
what?
Ging, ging. And then I blacked out.
I can't wait to go.
And you were like heckling in the audience.
Watching a TV show.
Literally. I complained about my seat.
Oh my God.
On a stool. It was the FUPA seat, as we know from the
live show.
I don't like a FUPA seat.
Okay. Nobody likes the FUPA seat.
I'm dead.
If you notice Casey having weird ass stories on Wednesday night, two Wednesdays ago, you now know why.
Two Wednesdays ago.
There we go. Okay. So back to Monate. Monat. Mana. Honorific. The problems of this are honorific. See, because it also sounds like horrific. Okay. So here's where, so it goes down. So basically, there starts to be people on social media who claim it's causing scalp sores, bleeding, hair loss, thinning. I read that people were getting cystic acne on their heads.
How is that possible?
Just itchy. Like they said, it started off okay. And then just like, they just, they're, head started itching and then they had dandruff and they were bleeding from their heads.
And cystic acne is the heavy dude. I had that in middle
painful.
School. It's awful. It is so painful. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So in 2017 alone, 199 people reported adverse reactions to the FDA and 500 made complaints with the BBB, which is what?
Better Business Bureau.
There we go.
That's an honorific acronym for that.
Thank you so much. Oh shit, something's in my eye. Can't read. The Monate had its own clinical studies conducted that, of course, found that their products were fine. They don't cause breakage or damage. They keep saying this. They also had like the FDA came and checked out their plant and said everything was like up to date and it wasn't. Listen, we know. It's always a backtrack thing. Yeah. People are always going to be. Anyway, Monate's spokesperson, Jean Grabowski, first off, I don't trust anybody named Jean Grabowski.
Why?
because it's a weird.
Well, because I like Jane Krakowski, but I
like Jane Krakowski, yeah. But Jean Grabowski can yeah. suck my dick.
He does sound like the Walmart brand version.
I like the Big Lebowski, yeah.
Jean Grabowski? Get out of here, Jean. Anyway, if you're going to be a spokesperson, don't pick Jean Grabowski. He said in 2018 that any reputable lab will tell you there's nothing in the products that would cause your skin to react in a large that will cause this kind of reaction in a large population. There just isn't. Okay, cool science. You can rub it in your skin. You can drink it if you like. Why?
What?
Within reason, it's not going to cause this kind of reaction.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Yeah, that's
you
a no
probably
from me,
can't
dog.
Drink this shampoo.
Yeah, why would anybody be like, you know what? Maybe I'm doing shampoo wrong. Maybe I'm supposed to drink it.
Yeah, when you're desperate, you mix with emergency and vodka. You don't, you don't go to the shampoo.
Listen, I snorted an Advil once, but I'm not going to start drinking shampoo.
You got to have your limits.
It was late at night. We didn't know what to do. So
that's so funny.
Crushed up a pill. I don't advocate this, by the way.
No, don't do that at all.
But I definitely don't advocate Jean Grabowski drinking
your shampoo.
Drink your shampoo.
Yeah, don't drink your shampoo. Don't sniff Advil. Like, don't get tattoos with Kara's.
Yeah.
I already did.
Too late.
Two for three.
We're good. I've gotten that tattoo. The lady was drinking peppermint schnapps.
What?
I got another tattoo. I've gotten a another tattoo with your nine tattoo other artist people.
Was sorry.
I'm cult tattoos.
Your tattoo support. Artist was drinking schnapps as she was tattooing.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. And then I've got this match. There's nine of us that have this match. We all got this from a summer camp I worked at. And then I have my initials on my side, and my friend Jerry told me he was going to get it with me, and then he didn't. I got that one drunk
Jerry.
In Vegas.
Jerry.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That's, well, all right. As long as you're not drinking your shampoo. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Another thing that I thought was like so crazy about.
I was going to say could be better.
No. Could be better. Could always be better. There's always room to improve.
Could be honorific, but it luckily it's not. Or it is? I don't know. I still don't really understand.
Just Google it like right now.
Fine.
Also, one thing that I thought was super interesting about the shampoo thing was that they used to claim this in their own like sales literature, apparently, that was like, if your hair starts thinning, like it's just the detox process. That's just your
and
hair.
And then they claimed they that they out, like, never the said they were like detox.
Right.
But I read this, like an image.
Yeah. There is like some article, I think on ABC Action News was like, you guys had put this in your own sales literature. And then they were like, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
We can't find it.
You're like, but you did say it.
Right.
So you can't.
I know. I'm just like, that's not good. Okay. Anything that's like claiming to detox you by getting rid of all your hair.
That's okay. Not how detox
not how
works.
Any of
what
that
did
works.
You say, what did you say honorific means?
It's like it's a bestowed, it's less of a, it's more of like a title that's given to someone out of necessity or not necessity, but like out of what they've earned versus
out of respect.
In respect.
Yeah. Given as a mark of respect, but having few or no duties.
Nice.
Yeah.
A title or word implying or expressing high status, politeness, or respect. He will be able to put the honorific after his name. College graduate.
The honorific Danny Murphy, everybody.
Oh. Well, the honorific O is a thing in Japanese culture because I took Japanese in high school.
There so it is.
Oh, there we go.
Japanese
honorific.
Wow.
So that's you learn something new every day.
So yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. Okay, we kind of mentioned, this company is super litigious, so we're semi trying to be careful, but not really, because let's be fucking real. Like, who are we?
Who, yeah.
So, Monette, I forgot
Monette,
already. Monette. Yeah. That's so bad. Whatever.
I know. I kind of like Monette more.
Yeah. They basically, once this kind of started coming out, and it was coming out a lot on Facebook, like people were posting on their Facebooks, like starting groups, they tried to do damage control in a very crazy way. On January 26, 2018, they filed a lawsuit against this woman, Vicky Harrington, who's a North Carolina woman who they claim defamed Monette by actively spreading harmful information regarding their products that she knew to be false.
Because she started the Facebook group, right?
Yes. Yeah.
She started a Facebook support group, essentially, for anybody that was feeling like their head hurt.
Yes. And they sued her for $225,000. And this lawsuit kind of like got this company in the more national spotlight, because everyone was like, wait a second.
Like, why are you, how?
Like, people were posting full-blown pictures of handfuls of hair.
Handfuls, mm-hmm.
And scabs. And this company
literally
was like,
blisters on their heads.
This company's like, no, you work for another hair company. And it's like, what the fuck?
No, yeah.
Yeah, so they claim in their lawsuit that her Facebook posts explicitly or impliedly represent that Monette's products cause scalp sores and abrasions, hair loss, balding, and are dangerous for pregnant women, blah, blah, blah. But they also claim that she has no scientific or factual basis to
besides
these claims.
Pictures of her own head.
And okay, experience.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What do you know? It's only your head.
Exactly. So Vicky had told BuzzFeed News that after spending $900 to become a market partner, her hair started falling out. And this is what we said before about the detox. Like, she bought this from her neighbor, I guess. And whoever she bought the shampoo from claimed the hair loss was part of the detox. Also, my shampoo costs $6. It's Garnier Fructis. Like, what are you, are you dropping a grand almost on shampoo? Anyway, so Monette claims their products passed all the clinical safety tests, blah, blah, blah. No bona fide evidence that their products cause scalp burns, et cetera, et cetera. The Monette spokesperson told BuzzFeed News that, get this, this Facebook group is, quote, a concerted effort by a Monette competitor disguised as a spontaneous social media uprising to smear the company.
Yeah, no. The BuzzFeed News article about this is really comprehensive. Like, you can find
it's
out
really good.
if you want to read this all in things. That's what I read as well. And they have a lot of really great information on that. If
and
you
these
guys
people,
wanna,
yeah, it's really it's a really
read.
Good
it's
article.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, any BuzzFeed article is like 10 minute read.
Yeah,
it's another cut. Yeah,
yeah.
You don't have to do it in chapters. Like, cut. Yeah.
They basically accused her of like this gigantic conspiracy. They also like claimed that she, that Vicky, who started this group, was friends with this other Monate distributor that they were suing. But one of them lived in Florida, one of them lived in North Carolina. They had never met. These people are just like, I don't know, grasping at straws to me.
Yeah, it's not, this wasn't a body moving situation. They weren't chatting on the Facebook right? together trying to make this happen.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like a concerted effort. Yeah. But that just kind of shows to me like how insane
the shadiness
this is.
Of the
like
company.
You really think that this is, first of all, who even would be this brand's competitor? Like Suave? Like no.
Yeah, I don't even
like
know.
Like who? I don't know.
No, when else that is other share to do.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when? Like that yeah. that would yeah. be their competitor.
That made my hair when made my hair feel funny.
Yeah. It made people's hair fall out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause so I used it like literally once and was like, holy shit. I was like, there's a cat in my shower. Now.
Oh my God. I'm glad you didn't continue using it.
Fuck with cats.
Don't fuck with cats.
So wait, Vicky ended up, what she
yeah, so
she
it looks like
them?
She ended that's... up kind of paying them to drop the suit and they just settled it. Probably just because
she couldn't afford the legal fees.
Yeah, probably didn't have the money. They're this like huge company.
That's
well,
so
it's
lame.
A huge company that they had such a backing of money, and then also they're right. making so much money because if she spent over $900, that times all the people that were in the face. Like,
she got, did she get her money back?
She did get a refund.
She got a refund, right? Because the company kept claiming, like, oh, this woman hasn't even contacted us. She's like, I mean,
no, she had the email. She was like, I emailed you and you guys said it was past the 30-day return policy and you couldn't do it.
There were also, was she also the one or was it other people where they were like, they wrote letters back that were like, oh, you'll get a response in 72 hours and then
they
never
did.
Yeah.
I know. I want to like, I wish Vicky has like a GoFundMe. I want to donate to her.
I know.
For like her legal fees.
So the legal stuff didn't end up stopping there. There was a lot of other suits against personal consultants. So Monate actually sued a couple other people just, you know, I guess covering their bases. They did have a lot of money. So they're like, let's just fuck everyone. they sued a woman named Kayla Baker, who was a former consultant in 2018 for $225,000. What a weird, it's
that's,
always
that's
that amount.
That's their number.
That's their number. It's $84 and $225,000.
That's a weird thing.
After she made posts on social media and started a Facebook group about how the products affected her scalp. Listen, like this is what's crazy. Like how can they deny when people are like, this is what my head looks like. I've only been using this because all these people also right. were like, I haven't changed anything else, no diet, no meds or anything. Right. I literally just started using the shampoo. They sued Tony Miller, a former market partner, in February 2018. Also,
2018 was a big year for them, and 225K is a big number.
It's a big number. They alleged that she repeatedly and falsely alleged that Monate products caused issues, including but not limited to miscarriages, harm to unborn babies, bloody stool,
which,
migraines.
Okay, that does sound kind of extreme.
Yeah.
Like, problems. How are these causing miscarriages?
Well, you know, they say like they're when you
chemicals
are pregnant,
that,
there's a lot of stuff like you.
That's true.
Certain lotions you can't use, certain face wash. Like there's
a
lot of
sushi. You can't have a shampoo that poisons you.
Because if you, when I worked for this,
but you can drink this shampoo apparently.
Yeah, but you can drink it. Nothing will happen. But when I worked for a medical weight loss company, we actually part of the diet too is we told people that they can only use coconut oil on their skin because even lotion that you put on your skin, there's calories in it. Isn't that weird?
Calories.
Because it seeps into your
is
body.
Is that why I've because I yes. I have a 5-part like nighttime routine. All right.
Wow, cut it.
Your skincare is just
I'm going clear. I'm a Scientology documentary.
It also, she was also claiming that it caused problems with breastfeeding, menstruation problems, balding, scalp sores, chemical burns, hair loss, and scalp lesions.
Chemical burns, yikes.
Yikes. Monate tried to claim 1,000 canceled orders had to do with her claims and membership in an FB group with 12,000 people. Yeah, because that's how much it was. And they're claiming that they're all fake. It's like, come on, bye.
Yep. This one is my favorite.
The spokeswoman named Brittany Pillars said in 2018 to Women's Health Mag, Monate is being forced as a last resort to use litigation to stop online defamatory attacks on market partners like me and on our products. We're the real victims of the falsehoods and online bullying that has come from attackers who are trying to hurt our company. Okay, I want to see this woman's head. I bet this woman doesn't even use the fucking shampoo.
That's like the secret hack of all these people. They never use the stuff that they sell. No,
they don't.
I just can't believe that the spokeswoman for this huge company is like, we're the real victims here. Why? Because someone is posting on Facebook, like some moms are posting up. Who the fuck cares?
Right. And also it's like
so scummy.
You should be like, if you actually even cared, like, you should be like, oh, our product sucks, let's try to make another product. Yeah, let's write this wrong.
People so they so like dig into like
they're digging their heels in,
digging their heels
instead
in
of being like maybe we should reformulate. It's like, no, you're the problem.
No, I'm not. Also, like, if 1,000 orders are that effective too, like, how many orders do you have total? If your life 1,000 is a lot, like, if you have all these people, like, shouldn't 1,000 be like, okay, well, that sucks, but like,
or it's like, you could be like, oh, maybe we have to recall a certain amount or a certain type of thing. But you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Any Hooters.
Any Hooters.
Any Hooters.
I taught you honorific, right. And you taught us any Hooters. There we go.
Coming soon to Oxford Dictionary.
Any Hooters.
Moving on with, because as we said, it is very much like, it's kind of like a legal procedural now, the Monet lifestyle is.
They're not quite like LuLaRoe in terms of like how this is toppling, but they're definitely having a lot of lawsuits. Yeah,
they're having more,
both sides.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's the definite, you know, digging their heels. That's their thing. It's like, because they'll have all this shit hit them, but they'll hit back. They're not going down without a fight. So
I wonder how much money they're spending in legal.
A lot
to like write up all these things.
I feel like it has to be.
The BuzzFeed one, like, you can also see a copy of the lawsuit that they had against
Vicky. Yeah.
Vicky, yeah.
I started reading and then I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah, there's a lot of words.
And it's always in like the typewriter.
My other thought is like, they're suing, like, we all know that you don't really make money on MLMs unless you start at the top, and most people end up either not making any money or losing money. And so it's like, you're suing these people who probably don't have any money or are losing money with your company for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And I mean, unless you're the person that really will like go after every person you've ever met doing this stuff. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
And it's
doing
a hard
that.
Thing too. It's like what I know we dived into this a lot with the LuLaRoe, but I feel like it's a lot overall with MLMs. The people that are getting into that are the people that are, stay at home, like people that are staying at home trying to make a little more money if they have kids, or someone that needs like a second job to make more money. So it's people that are like not strapped for cash but
not rolling
not
in
rolling
it
in
don't
it.
Have 225 grand. That's why that's so gross to me, like, it, you
I'm
know
really
they're
interested.
Suing people for money that they probably know that they don't have.
Exactly.
I'm really really interested about, because I do have friends that like sell products and stuff like that, and they all do say like, I have payday, and it's actually like, I want to know what
but
that
I wonder
is.
What
like,
their profit is
Rodin and Fields, or
what's
if you
the
sell
net,
Arbonne, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. How much of it did they make? Like, I'm wondering.
That's what I feel like. That's what they don't tell you. It's like, yeah, you might get paid out $100, but how much did you spend on product and inventory?
Because if you already was like 84 times three times everything, that's
because if you sell the beauty stuff, you have to buy your separate. Like, you don't just order as people order through you, because they send. You
it's
know,
not like a referral.
Order all that stuff, like they give you a form to fill out and all that stuff. Like, I just wonder, I wonder what the how much they're making on each product.
Yeah,
right.
Because every time I bought Arbonne and when I bought Rodin and Fields, it's not like they have it at their house. Like, I've had to fill out something that comes from somewhere else. Like, I bought in person and I bought from a friend. And the one I bought in person, she didn't have it. She had to like get it.
Oh, right. But you also, they have to buy these like startup kits. So it's like you're
that's
already
true.
Working
I know,
on
I know
the
that.
Loss, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really just closets full of dirty mascara and shampoo. Not in your, for the people that had to buy all this stuff. It's not
good.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
That's true, man.
That's true. All right. So some more legal issues. The class action suit that's happening. And this was sort of a huge one on February 2018.
Against them.
Yeah, against them.
Get them.
So Trisha Whitmire and Emily Yanz de Flores sued Monet for $5 million.
Get them.
Whoa.
And that's a number. So they sued for kind of what we're talking about, hair loss and scalp irritation, and that people experience while Monet, that kind of goes against what they were promoting and saying, that it's going to be like a hair regrowth.
Right. They all kept saying that the reason
so
this
evil.
Was happening was that like they were like, oh, you have to go through this process before your hair gets better. It's like, so you mean I have to lose all my hair and then I'm just going to be growing
it
back?
It truly like is a Katie from Mean Girls being like, no, you bloat and then it's water weight and goes down like
and
that.
And you drop 10 pounds like that.
Yeah, these are Calteen bars, except for she
this
just had to wear sweatpants
hair.
And not
I can
get
just imagine,
acne on her scalp.
Yeah, like I can't imagine how devastating it would be to use a product that apparently claims to promote hair regrowth and hair loss cessation. Meanwhile, your hair is worse.
Because that obviously means that it's like a issue that you had, and it's just only making it worse, and it's just adding more anxiety to it. And then you're probably going to try to use it more. It's a hard,
And one thing, this woman was, she was giving it to like her baby, like her kid was like a toddler, and she's like, yeah, she's losing hair. Because I mean, I'm sure that you'd say like, oh, it's all natural, and you're like trying to do the right thing for your kid. And this, she's like, oh, I'm looking in her crib and there's just like handfuls of baby
Well, and that's
hair.
When you get so scared. You're like, what's wrong with like...
Yeah. I know. And then that kid probably like, you know, has their head hurts.
I'm also kind of skeptical of like natural shampoos because I think that was the thing that happened with when like they used red clover and that was what fucked up people's hair. Also, just anecdotally, like I got sent this shampoo to use like that was like all natural, whatever. And I started using it and I was like, my head was like really itchy and I was like, that's weird. And then I was noticing like a couple, like a red bump, like at my scalp, really? Like one or two. I stopped immediately, went back to my Garnier Fructis with all the sulfates and whatever. No, I don't think it has any. But yeah, like it stopped immediately. So I threw that shit out like right away.
Oh God,
yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yikes. I don't know. I'm just like skeptical of natural shampoos.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of, a good segue, as we call it, because the suit also points out that despite claiming that their products are quote unquote all natural and sulfate free, they do contain sulfates.
What?
So that kind of just defeats whoopsies. Yeah. I'm not gonna. Whatever.
I put the type of sulfate in there, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's C14, C3PO, and R2D2. It's like Kylo Ren. It's all those sulfates.
All the sulfates are in there.
So they also claim that Monet Leaderships has engaged in deception and intimidation by filing bogus lawsuits against people who are like critiquing their products on the internet. That's case in point, all the people before.
Yeah. It's like just and say, that wasn't okay, even let's all go back the to the drawing board. Let's go back to the lab and figure this fucking shit out. They're like, no,
they just want to make their money. Also, they don't care if they're doing
that's
it.
That's what, when larger companies or people that are have like the money to do it, like suing someone is the biggest, easiest scare tactic to do. Because they just have a lawyer on call on payroll that they can be like, throw up a fake lawsuit at them and then you're gonna panic if you get a lawsuit against you for over $200,000.
Yeah, when you don't have that money.
So
can you just ignore it?
A lawsuit?
I don't
like what if I was like never got it.
You're like lawsuits are like taxes.
You're like, I gotta check my spam. I don't know.
But I'm saying like, you know, when you get something you're like, I'm not gonna deal with this.
If they
that's most of my mail.
So I'm saying like I literally put all I had a stack of important papers that I like put in this drawer and then I like just opened it was like, oh fuck. Because I went to go put more stuff in there as I was cleaning it. I was like, oh, it's like shit, I need to go through this.
I love that drawer in a kitchen that's just full of the random shit that you're like, we'll get to
my
it.
My mom's spot used like, to always be on top of the microwave. That's where all the that's where all the important papers went.
Wow.
That's good because at least it's like in your eyesight.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But it just stays up there.
She also had just piles of papers like next to her bed. I mean, she's out of her mind. But it is just funny how you adopt some of those. And then I start to look around my room. I'm like, oh, I get it. The stacks of papers. Why they pile up. Because you're like, you just... Because sometimes it's a lot of shit you can throw away. But you just... It's a matter of like going through things and being like, do I need this? Well, it's
that's like, why do I save receipts? I don't know.
I save so many
receipts. We're supposed to for taxes.
Taxes for what?
Yeah. I'm taxes. Like, just go to somebody that'll flip.
I mean, I don't need to save my like bar receipt for my taxes.
Yeah, you can write it off.
Yeah.
How?
If you say betches when you're drinking, that's a business meeting.
Oh my God.
Write it out of here.
No, I'm serious.
Write
it out of here.
You can write off all your first dates, your hinge dates.
Yeah.
If you talk about your
job. Market research. Yeah, absolutely.
If it's a good man who asks
you
to do
it. This is good advice for me to end up in jail. No, thanks.
You can write off anything. I think, is this the last year when artists and stuff like that can write off shit?
No, because I know in New York, they got way stricter on like what you can write off as a freelancer.
Yeah, but
because my accountant told me that like a year ago.
Oh. I still think you can. I also think none of us are making enough money for
Casey's
them to
tax advice.
Listen, I'm fine.
And we do make enough money because the IRS like said, they're like, listen, we don't have enough money to go after really rich people. So instead, we're going to go after like regular ass people.
That's true.
Nah, we're fine.
My accountant's my cousin because I'm from New Jersey. So I don't.
We're going to do the next season of this podcast live from jail with Casey.
I go to this guy.
In a white collar prison.
I go to this guy who literally smokes cigarettes in the office. I remember two years ago, I've been going to them for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I remember 2 years ago I went in and I was like the last appointment of the day. He was full blown smoking a cigarette and falling asleep. It was the most amazing. Like he'd type a little bit, his eyes would close, and then he'd wake up and be like, so wait, where did you travel to this year? And I'd be like, and he would like literally just fall asleep.
Anyway, got me back
$2,000.
You're like, and I don't think I have a lawsuit.
She's like, I don't know, I just didn't get it.
I don't know, I'll check the papers in the drawer.
I was like, her subpoena's above her microwave.
Literally. Oh okay, my God.
So
Monet's gonna hear this and then like tip off the IRS.
I hope you know, like I'm expecting like a cease and desist from them, and that'd be fun. Sure. I want to frame it. I'll put it. We'll hang it.
It's fine. I mean, after this episode, we don't have any more, so we will desist after this.
Listen, this is all stuff that you can find on the BuzzFeed. Already did the thing.
It's on
this is
stuff
from their website. Yeah. This is YouTube videos. And
yeah,
stuff,
I mean, so. All of our sources are in our episode notes. Like we didn't just make this up.
So Monet can get
bit. Ooh, Monet, Mo problems. I like that. Okay.
Oh, that's a good episode name. Write that down.
Okay, I will after I tell everyone about how Monet replied to them.
Oh yeah, sorry. This $5 million class action lawsuit.
Oh yeah.
So quite obviously, they filed a motion to dismiss the class action suit. And thankfully, the judge denied the motion in October 2019.
You go, justice. Judge.
Justice. So in March 2018, Dana Sahovich sued, alleging that she lost 50% of her hair as a direct result of using the products. And now I feel like it's gaining a little bit more speed too, because the judge denied it, so it's more, it's a kind of a little bit more.
So I think there are actually two separate class action lawsuits. So the one that seems to be gaining traction is this one filed in February 2018, but this woman Dana also filed one in March 2018, which also, like, I feel like 2018 was a big year for lawsuits in this company.
What was happening? Right now, yeah, but it is, it's like sad, like if you look at some of the people, some of the like people were buying this product because they wanted to like get their hair to look better before like their weddings, and they've ended up having to like cut half their hair out because it thinned it and broke it so bad. Like, it's really like they fucked up some
Jennifer
people.
Bob, yeah,
that's so bad.
Yeah.
I just feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, also, this shit is not cheap. Their shampoo is expensive.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
So I mean, like her Dana's suit was pretty similar too. That it was lying about the ingredients of the products, the side effects, and engaging in false advertising by saying their products are. And she had this. Guaranteed to deliver longer, fuller, stronger, younger looking hair in just 90 days.
Which is younger looking hair?
You're bald like a baby. So, do you know what I hate about the, they all do this. They're like, just give us 60 days and we'll show you, but you only have 30 days to return it.
Yeah, that's so fucking sketch.
In 90 days, they're sending you three additional things. So they're charging you even more for that. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a VIP to purchase their stuff. But
if you want the good hair,
like I remember getting, my dad bought me one of those no-nos. Like it was like, it's like that, it's like, it was like supposed
What's
to be
that?
It was like never. A hair removal thing, but it was like but it was like supposed to kind of like laser, I don't know, but anyway, it was like, ouch. I was using it and I was like, okay, this is it, and it was burning my chin
because
of my full beard and I was doing it on my face, and they're like, yeah there's certain curves that will do that, and I'm like, oh, so you're cool with this,
huh?
But then they were like, yeah, you need 60 days to see anything, but you only have 30 days to return it. And
no.
I was like, no.
That's not how things... No.
Yeah.
That's so sketch.
So, I don't even know where it is. My dad asked me about it too. He's like, do you ever use that thing? I'm like no.
Yeah, the burns on my face.
I'm like, and if by that thing you mean getting actual laser hair removal, yeah, I use that thing. Yes.
So,
worth it.
Now the FDA opened an investigation into Monet. And they sent out inspectors to the Florida facility. Don't get shampoo from Florida.
I mean, if there's one thing you learned from this.
Yeah. So they sent inspectors to the facility there where Monet products are made and found insanitary conditions. And that was
which I didn't know was a word. I thought it was unsanitary. You learn things every day.
You learn things every goddamn day. Insanitary is what they call unsanitary in Florida.
Right?
JK. So they found Monet cosmetics being prepared, packed, or held under insanitary conditions where it may have become contaminated with filth.
Yeah.
Which I guess is from, I think, disgusting. ABC Action News.
There was like open lids and stuff. The hoses were like dirty. But then,
they claim
that's kind of normal. Monet was basically like, it's basically if we got like an A- grade, and the FDA. It's like, we don't grade you like that.
Which I will say,
they tried
though,
to really downplay
like,
it.
Working in restaurants for so long, and every time we got an A grade, I'd be like, really? Like, because there, well, I mean, you know,
yeah,
I actually do think that there are things to go.
Because I worked in like a music venue that was also a bar/restaurant, and like the smallest thing, when the health inspector would come in, the smallest things would get you demoted like a whole letter grade. Like our dishwasher just happened to be in the kitchen, like not doing anything, and he wasn't wearing gloves. So they were like, oh, you have a B.
Oh, shoot.
So.
But also sometimes I would look around and be like, this place is kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Or you're like, why isn't this like a C grading?
It's also like ways. If you've ever used an employee bathroom, you'd be like, there's no way these people should be handling food.
That's disgusting.
Whenever I see a B rating, I'm kind of like,
everywhere.
I don't know what
you did to get to that. In New York City, I'm totally skeptical of B ratings. I'm like, I'm just not going to because that's what
I'm
literally
like. I'm like, there's just like, it's Ratatouille making the pasta.
Because I'm saying, I've gotten A's for things that I'd be like, that doesn't look great.
Right.
You're like, teacher, I copied the homework. Like, we can get calls
later. I think it was just one of those out of sight, out of mind things. If you ever worked at a restaurant, you know that what goes on behind closed doors is disgusting. But you're like, crazy shit.
One of the most shocking things, like, I don't know if you guys have done this, when like you have like a place you just order from on Seamless all the time, mm-hmm. but you've never
and
seen it.
And then you see it, and you're then like,
you see it, and you're like, that has been in my. You're like, but it's a good deal.
Yeah,
so keep it going.
I was ordering these little like breakfast sandwiches from a place. And then I walk by, and it's like a full blown like bodega that like sells lottery tickets and cigarettes. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you guys are making me eggs.
It's cigarettes. It's the guy who does your taxes too.
Yeah, and not like a deli bodega where they have the salad thing. It was just like a tiny, like a literally like. Like grape soda and literally just had like the cold drinks and like all the funny drinks.
Did they have
the funny drinks like Mountain Dew Red and like all the funny ones and then like chips and lottery tickets and I was like, where are the eggs coming from?
Oh my god,
where are you getting
my
eggs?
Upstairs.
Yeah, the taxi. Who's making these and why have I had three?
Oh man, I don't know.
I mean, they melted the cheese good.
There you go. Keep doing it.
There's something for a good. Cheese melt. Have you guys ever had the Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches? Like they fully put a raw piece of cheese in there, and then it's just so hot, and then you wrap it up in a little bag.
But it's two for two.
I do like them though.
Yeah, they're pretty good. But it is wild that they don't even the cheese doesn't go under the heat. They just they put it in, and then they just expect the bag. You like steam
the egg
it yourself
heat
in the
just
bag.
Like I didn't even notice that.
I mean, I run on Dunkin' though. I love it. So
yeah,
I love Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin', and then they run nowhere else because they've just had fucking donuts.
No, because I've eaten wake up wraps thinking that that's a good healthy thing for me, and then I'm like, why?
Hey, they're only like 5 points on Weight Watchers, but you have to eat like 10 of them to feel full.
I know, and also just
the little guys.
To feel. Oh, Weight Watchers, that's been a...
I almost don't count those little tortillas as carbs. Because I'm
that's the problem. You're like, it's so small.
I'm like, it's like a piece of orbit.
Gum?
Yeah. Gum?
I feel like that's my...
They probably don't have that at the bodega. You get your sandwiches.
No, but they do have Mountain Dew Code Red. And chips.
And chips.
And cigarettes. And eggs.
And eggs.
And maybe Monet. I feel like that's probably in one of the aisles there.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what people don't have enough? I mentioned grape soda, but you guys, when's the last time you had grape juice that wasn't wine? Grape juice is delicious.
I'm Jewish, so we do have it.
I'm also
at every event.
Yeah,
grape juice.
Yeah,
it's like a
yeah.
I mean, like I'm Passover. You know, whatever.
I'm not a juice person.
It's actually not bad.
I'm not anymore. But like sometimes, like a cold glass of grape juice.
Well, because also my thing is because I'm so bad because like all like carbs and salt and everything like that. But I feel like okay, I can cut out sugar in some way, and it's from the juice because
juice is it's liquid sugar, and it really doesn't sound like it fills you up. But sometimes isn't it nice?
It reminds me of my youth, but then I remember that. But then I remember that I was jealous of the Welch's girl because I'm like, why wasn't that?
Oh yeah, that should have been you.
Right, it's that and the Shirley Temple kid. I have a lot of issues with him.
The Shirley Temple.
You mean Shirley Temple?
Him.
Do you not know?
Like, what? There's a kid that's gone viral, but he just gives Shirley Temple reviews at these restaurants. And
can
he's
I tell you,
so fantastic.
96. Oh, that was me. I was
Damn
doing that,
it,
and
Danny.
I had a saying, and my entire family says I would be like, I would sit down at a restaurant and say, I think it's time for a Shirley. I was so fun, but there was no internet.
He
was
so cute.
It was pre Y2K.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So for nothing, but
I got scammed.
But I saw Mary Kate Olsen once when I was drinking at Shirley Temple, and that is truly one of the.
How can you be sure it was Mary Kate and not Ashley?
Because I overheard. I eavesdropped. I've been eavesdropping since truly I was out of the womb. I know like the doctor who delivered me's divorce. I was like, what? I'm like, Cheryl doesn't satisfy you?
Danny came out of the womb with a green Starbucks straw in his mouth. It's just like, he literally popped out and was like, what's the tea, everyone? What is happening?
I'm like, nurses, are we happy in the marriage? What's going down?
Yeah. Did anybody see what Baby Rexha wore? She's popular, right?
Baby's on BB.
Oh, my God.
You popped out and you're like, there's going to be a superstar. Her name's going to be Billie Eilish. I call her Billie Eilish, too.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people.
I call her confusing with why she's so close with her brother, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, I remember when Angelina Jolie kissed her brother on the lips.
Yeah,
some families do be like that.
The Property Brothers.
He's dating Zooey Deschanel now.
Yeah, but he's.
I saw one of them out in the world. Very tall. Yeah, he's a tall
guy.
Very
tall. Yeah,
But I think it's also because his head is like 2 feet. They've got big heads.
That's plywood. They got some plywood. They're like almost plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy. weird reference, but
that was a weird reference, but I liked it. That show was fucking deranged.
Was
also
that on Nickelodeon?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Ed, Ed,
that
and
show
Eddie.
Was truly deranged.
I remember I
was
always,
it 2Ds? Ed, Ed.
Because it was because there was ED, EDD, and then EDDY.
And Eddie.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that. I don't think I ever watched
and
it.
And they had like
it was a
good
show.
What was
there
it?
Was like
Jawbreakers.
Ed. Wait, Eddie was the main one. Fuck, I don't remember. I think it's Eddie was the main one, and he was always trying to scam all the other kids.
True,
then
scammer.
Ed was the only, there was a straight man, Ed, who was like the only one with common sense. And then there was like stupid Ed who could only say, I'm Ed.
Yeah. And they would talk to like this plank.
Oh, a plank of wood.
Yeah, a plank
it
of
was
wood.
Really,
it. Wow.
I feel like the shows that we would watch as kids were like fucking cracked out, like Ren and Stimpy.
I'm like,
yeah, if you watch it now,
oh,
you're like,
yeah.
What?
That shit is scary.
On. Cat like, Dog, that was fun.
No, yeah. These shows were truly cracked out. I love Cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
Yep.
I don't know. A cat
you don't
dog.
Know Cat Dog?
What?
It's a classic.
50. I'm J-Lo.
I'm like Blossom.
Blossom,
love
yeah.
Blossom. See, I go back.
Excuse me. Blossom was the reason people bought hats. Blossom single-handedly made hats cool.
That's the story of. That's the glory.
That's Beaches. She was in fucking Beaches.
Oh, I know, but that's where she Beaches the Blossoms to getting her PhD at Harvard. Or no, Stanford.
And now she's Beaches to Blossoms to Big Bang.
True.
Wow, I see a career thing. She only picks bees.
Mayim Bialik.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
I got it.
Sorry, we went off the.
Yeah, we went.
I'm sorry,
we went. I had the rails, and now we're on a different set
of
rails.
We were recording. I actually forgot we were doing. And like
when we don't talk about murder, when we talk about head scalps, we get to Blossom, and that's just one of our superpowers.
That's actually a day in the life.
From balding to Blossom and everything in between.
New episode title.
Yeah, it's either
oh my god,
Monet, Mo problems, or from baldness to Blossom.
Or like a deep dive into Mayim Bialik's career choices.
Oh my god, I am to be her.
She's fun. All right.
I'm gonna go with Monet Mo problems.
I do have
I think
Monet
that's
Mo
a
problems.
Really good one.
Yeah.
We're gonna forget this though by the time I have
we're
to
not.
It comes written to like write this episode description.
Text we'll text you now.
We'll text, yeah. Right. We'll send a text and we'll text all the celebrities that put their numbers in their Instagram bios
oh,
to steal
I hate
your
that.
Information.
Right.
Which one?
The celebrities are like, text me,
oh,
and
what
it's
is
an
that?
Automated texting
it's just
service.
To get their, in case like every single social media app breaks down, they will have the people that text them to like be like, buy this perfume I bought me.
That's incredibly sketch.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Because I've seen that. I've seen that all these celebrities now are doing a text.
J-Lo's
me
on
thing.
It. Yeah.
Schumer's on it.
Stassi.
Right. It's like, you know
the
that.
Three.
The three.
The three.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah. J-Lo, Schumer, and Son. Stassi.
Yeah. Right.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you guys have anything to promote?
If you guys are Bachelor fans, every.
I do want to come to
it's
this.
It's a fun time. Every Monday. At Ferns, I co-host a live like viewing party with like little like trivia games, giveaways, it's drinks. It's a fun time.
Ooh, that's fun. Where's Ferns?
East Village.
Okay, sweet.
And because we changed locations, it's a cute place now with like little, they're doing like Paloma specials. Like, because like, you know, I love a menu. I was like, can we do a Paloma Pilot Pete? You know what I mean? Stuff
yes.
like that. We're having fun. We're getting silly.
Can you do a windmill themed cocktail?
Girl, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a and it's just four shots in a row.
And then you go like in the bathroom with someone
yeah, then
else.
You go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that.
Then you cry.
And then you cry.
And you cry.
Don't cry for me. I don't want to do it.
Argentina.
And then also you can follow me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K, where all the info is.
I don't know. What do I have coming up? Oh, I don't know what I have coming up. I have no things. But I do want to give a shout out to my friend Tammy Spanks, who I was hanging out with the other night, who listens
yes.
to the podcast.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Cool.
And if you are coming and visiting New York, go see her at every Sunday. She does a drag brunch at Mad River.
Wait, that sounds hella fun.
Yeah, she
that
does a fun show at Club.
Yeah,
Let's
and
go.
She has a variety show every month. But I was hanging out with her on Friday, and she's like, I listen to the podcast every week. And we
Yay!
Took Peanut Gallery class. Yes! And I didn't know. It's fun. I have Whoa. A lot of friends. I have college friends, my friend Thomas, my friend
no,
Julie.
People, yeah.
I've got some friends in other parts of my life that listen, which is really funny because
Yay.
My best friend Julie, I told you, she's like, I'm learning so much about you on the murder podcast.
No, that's,
she's like, I didn't know you did have that shit. So yeah, shout out Julie.
Right? That's what the, yeah, because I didn't know like my friends
and her
listen,
boyfriend
and
Chris,
be like,
they both listen.
Oh, I didn't know you thought about that with me. I was like, oh, okay. So,
I know.
Love that.
So yeah, so I don't have anything to promote, but go see Tammy at
I
Mad River
that.
On Sundays.
That sounds so fun.
And follow you, Case Face
B. Oh, follow me at Case Face B on Instagram. Thank you.
Follow me, Sarah F. Carter, on Instagram. Almost at
25K.
Ooh. Exciting milestone. And that's all I have to report.
And also, am I the asshole?
Oh, yeah. That. On Mondays. Actually, this one girl DM'd me. She was so cute. She was like, I listened to you on both your podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, a true fan.
I know. Thank That's you. So sweet.
I like that.
Yep. That's so sweet. I know. I think I had a couple crossover fans that listened to the Girls Gotta Eat episode.
Yes, a lot of
also listen to ours too.
Which is great.
Yeah, that's they've fun. Got a thing.
Hey, Girls Gotta Eat and Girls Gotta Not Get Murdered. So that's we cover everything.
We're all doing it.
Right. We're helping.
To support all that stuff.
Yeah, rate, review, subscribe to us.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have more fun updates coming up.
Yeah,
I know.
I know Sarah saw nothing about a fun, crazy guest that I have to talk to her about when we finish recording.
Oh,
this
yeah. Case.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm excited. All right, yeah.
All right, yeah. I have to ask your question. So,
sweet.
Bye. I don't know.
Wait, is
that Hillary Duff deserves the world?
Okay, Hillary Duff deserves the world, and also listen, like, look up "Beaches," "The Glory of Love." It's a great song.
Oh my God.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is hosted by Casey Balsham,
Danny Murphy,
and Sarah Levine.
Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli.
Social media by Sarah Levine.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at NATCpod on Instagram.
Betches.